And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some ground across the northern part of the state of Alabama. I'm talking about this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Well, hey, listen, somebody who's been on the show many times is my friend Stephanie Smith. She's with the Thatcher Coalition. She's got a long history working in both state and federal legislative affairs. She's got her master's degree in public administration, I believe it was. And I have an honor to have her back on the show again today. Stephanie Smith, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I actually just got back to Birmingham. I passed you. I waved at the exit. I spoke at the Albertville Rotary Club today.
Did
so
you?
That was a fun little adventure.
Well, yeah. I spoke at the Boaz Rotary Club just last week. So we were
we were right next door.
We're
right
making the rounds.
Our week.
Oh, good, good,
yeah,
good, good.
It was fun. It was a nice group of guys.
Well, next time you're up this way, holler.
Well, I actually jokingly said if it was an hour earlier, I would just stop by and scare you in the studio.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It beats having you call in. You could have sat right here with us. I would have given you the driver's seat again just to take over the studio.
I would have taken the little seat.
Well, and she's joking that we got rid of the little seat after Stephanie guest hosted for me one time, and I actually wound up getting back to the studio earlier than expected. So I walk in and sat in the guest seat. Didn't realize until then that the guest seat was like this power seat that sits like a foot lower than it should have, and it's like I was putting on my guest. I had the lieutenant governor of the state sitting in the little bitty seat at some point. Hey, Steph, so listen, stories out there right now. In fact, 1819 News has covered it a couple times. AL.com has covered it, other outlets. That Birmingham Southern, which is a private college, has been around since 1856, but they are in financial distress, and they're asking for $37.5 million in public dollars in bailout money from the government. Give me your initial thoughts on that.
Yeah, I saw that, and I guess I will say it wasn't surprising to me that they're in distress because a few reasons. They've been in and out of financial trouble for about a decade at this point. So that wasn't new news. I guess it was just new news that they didn't feel like they could float things with private dollars. And now they're asking for taxpayer dollars. And to me, that's a big ask for a private university who's made some, I would say, questionable financial and just kind of overall academic decisions to then be asking, you know, the city of Birmingham and Jefferson County, where it is, and then also just run-of-the-mill state taxpayers to foot the bill for them for a private college.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it, the most recent article from 1819 came out yesterday or day before, and they say on here that Birmingham Southern blames its financial woes on the Great Recession of the late 2000s. Okay, that was 10 years ago, 2008-ish.
Right.
And then significant investment in new buildings and an error in their federal financial aid accounting. In other words, they screwed up their accounting, and they built too many buildings. In fact, what I heard was they built one eco-friendly dorm, and they also built a lake. That people look back now and go, wow, was that really necessary? Should you have done that?
Right. And they've been through a whole host of presidents over the last, you know, 10 or 12 years as well. And I will say too, the only thing that I keep waiting for somebody to say, and I should have looked it up before I called in to know the exact date, but it was about 3 or maybe 4 years ago, it was pre-COVID. They came out with kind of a gimmick to try to get Birmingham area people to start sending their kids back to Birmingham Southern for college by having a no tuition plan.
A no
tuition?
And
so I cannot see zero tuition. And so I haven't heard anybody admit that that was part of the problem, but I find that pretty strange to have a zero tuition plan,
wow,
but then you expect the taxpayers to come on the other side of it and pick up the tab. I have a pretty hard time.
So was it a gimmick that they actually put into effect? Like they did it for a while? They actually gave away tuition?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I look at that and go, okay. Yeah, they were making all kinds of snap decisions that just didn't seem to be wise.
Right.
Well, $37.5 million. Right now they're looking at, right now that would be $12.5 million they're asking for from the COVID relief money that the state has still got to appropriate. $17.5 million from our state education budget. $5 million from the city of Birmingham, and $2.5 million from Jefferson County. And, you know, $2.5 million from Jefferson County is the lowest amount of their government ask. But the president of the Jefferson County Commission, he's not so sure that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that they're pointing for the state funding. There are a few private colleges, or not even colleges. There were some institutions of higher learning that weren't colleges that have previously gotten some state funding out of that ETF. And then obviously the ARPA funds are unprecedented because that didn't exist before the federal government just started handing out, you know, money like it was candy. But there is some precedent. I think Marion Military and a few other smaller colleges, possibly Judson, have gotten state funding before, and those are private colleges. I would be very surprised if it was to this degree and for this reasoning. And so I think there is some level of precedent on the state side, but I don't think there's any level of precedent on the local or county side, the municipal side, for bailing out a private organization. Like
no,
this.
Especially when they admit that part of their problem was an error in their federal financial aid accounting. That just tells me that somebody screwed up, and now we need help to bail us out, please. They also say significant investment in new buildings. Well, I get it, but if you basically overextended, we can't just come in and rescue that. But where does it stop? I think that's one of my concerns. Is I don't not like Birmingham Southern. I had friends that played all three of their sons played baseball there. It's a great college. My grandmother went to Birmingham Southern, but I look
we've
at
got
it,
great friends and friends who have kids there now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great college. They were even named as one of the top liberal arts colleges in the nation just a few, just like last year or something. But the reality is, at what point do we stop doing this? And that's my concern, is here we are talking about excesses that we have in state funding, no tax relief for individual citizens, and now a college wants $37.5 million public dollars. I think there's a lack of wisdom if we go forward with that.
I totally agree, and this to me is like the Biden bailout of student loans on steroids, meaning you're going to ask, you know, minimum wage workers, you're going to ask, you know, just people who didn't have the chance to go to college or community college, much less a school as expensive as Birmingham Southern has been historically, to bail out with their tax dollars a school that is struggling to survive. And you hate to see that. I'm not jumping up and down by any means. But I just think that this is one of those situations to where there's just a misunderstanding of what state funding is. State funding is money out of your pocket and money out of my pocket. That's all it is. It's not some magical money tree that they have money down there that they can just figure out how to spend. It is our money that they're trying to spend to do this, and I think that's wrong.
I totally agree. And, you know, we have, right here in the same area, we have a traditional private, Samford's totally private, aren't they? In Samford, a private school, private college? Yeah, I thought they were.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, they have been successful in maintaining and yet Birmingham Southern's right here in the same town. I don't think, look, I mean, they're in a depressed section of town, I guess. They're not in the best section of town. But nonetheless, they're still a quality campus. And yet there's like a history of just inept record keeping. And at some point you have to go, okay, you guys are screwing up. So do we make them, do we have them converted to be a public university, or do we just let them die on the vine? I mean, I think that's where the decision making is right now, right?
Well, and I am really having much skin in the game at all. It seems to me like they're basically asking for a handout or a bridge, and, you know, that bridge, once they cross it, I haven't heard of any sort of, you know, I mean, usually when you're talking about economic development and workforce development kind of investment, you've got clawbacks, you've got, you know, at least an understanding of a loan repayment or something like that. I mean, that may have been part of the discussion that they didn't allow the media into that happened yesterday. And I haven't talked to Jabbo, Wagner, or Jim Karn individually about this, although I know they signed a letter of support. for the bailout. But I haven't heard any sort of, you know, skin, what I would term skin in the game, meaning, you know, loan repayment or guarantee of certain sorts, you know, of results for the extended community to make something like this worth it.
Yeah, and I have to look at it and go, is Birmingham Southern, are they not allowed to sell bonds? Because you can form a, you can form an organization and actually do a bond issue based upon your good credit and worthiness. But I don't know. I look at the whole thing. Like you said, there's no evidence of what restrictions or provisions or clawbacks or anything else are going to be on them. What are they going to do to prove that they're going to be more capable of making wise use of this money if they ever get it? At the same time, we're calling on the legislature to actually give some tax relief to the average Joe and Jane. And here we are looking at them asking for 37.5. Where does the handout stop? I don't know. And I think this is a problem.
I totally agree. And the fact that we have ARPA spending that hasn't been spent tells you all you need to know, which is there's too much money in state government that they don't even know how to effectively spend at this point. And so now we're just at the point where we're like, oh, you know, these folks are in trouble. Let's bail them out. You know, this, you know, system needs extra cash here. You know, it just feels a little bit like, you know, kind of a carnival ride in that there's no thought process to it. It's just, you know, handing out money as people ask. And that's just not the way state government is supposed to work.
Totally agree. And I tell you what else is interesting as a closing point here in our discussion. Last year on Right Side Radio, we broke the story on this show that Birmingham Southern decided they were going to institute a $500 fee for non-vaccinated students. If you were vaccinated, you didn't have to pay the extra $500. If you refused to get your vaccination, you had to pay $500 extra per semester. And they were calling it a vaccination care fee. And basically what it was putting a caste system in place. Well, they didn't believe they had to abide by the state law because they were not a state-funded institution.
Right.
So here they were claiming their private bona fides last year, and now they come out and say, can we have some of those public dollars, please? And I just find that to be somewhat ironic and a little bit disingenuous.
Yeah, absolutely. I know just anecdotally from some family friends that there was a lot of pressure on those students, especially the athletes that were there on scholarship or partial scholarship or even just, you know, there as athletes. And so there was a lot of pressure on them to receive those COVID shots. And then they instituted that ridiculous fee. And, you know, there were other colleges that did that nationwide, but no others in the state of Alabama that I'm aware of who even tried that because they saw that that would clearly be against the law. So, and I think that they were bragging online in news articles. I think there's an old AL.com article that I saw that, you know, they were bragging that they had like 78, 80% participation rate from their students on those COVID shots. Well, of course. I mean, if you're going to put undue pressure on them and charge them a fee and punish them, you know, I think that was kind of the point, right?
Oh, it was kind of the point. And it was kind of fun that we caught them. I loved the fact that we broke the story here on this radio show. It became a national news. Some of the students that felt oppressed by that were on Fox and Friends. The state attorney general got involved, writing them letters and letting them know what was what. And Matt Clark down at the Center for Law and Liberty also got involved. It became a thing. But, here they are now, though, wanting a bailout. All's good. Everybody, no harm, no foul. Hey, can we have some money? That's where it is right now.
I do have to question. I mean, like I said at the beginning, there has been, they've been in financial trouble for a long while. But I do have to wonder, I would love to see their enrollment numbers when they instituted that. 78% of what? Of their total enrollment? Or how many did they lose from that? Because I have to tell you, that would probably have been a sign to me that maybe my kids were in the wrong place.
I totally agree. All right, my friend, that'll wrap it. I appreciate you making some time for us on this today. As always, appreciate your commentary. All right, hey, Merry Christmas.
I enjoyed it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, folks, that was Stephanie Smith, as always, providing good commentary and good background. Boomer, I'm pretty sure she can talk about anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I love listening to her.
I can call her and say, can we talk about the moon? And she will talk knowledgeably about the moon. I know it.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Booms, take us to break, bud. We'll do that right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll come right back. I'll tell you more about Birmingham Southern requesting a government bailout. And then before the show's over, we're going to get into one of our favorites, Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.